Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're diving into the pages of The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason. This book, originally published in 1926, is a treasure trove of financial wisdom set in ancient Babylon. Book review. The Richest Man in Babylon is a classic that has stood the test of time, offering invaluable lessons in personal finance, wealth creation, and financial independence. Its simple and straightforward writing style, coupled with a parable format, makes it both engaging and easily digestible. The central character, Arched, is the epitome of financial success, earning him the title of the richest man in Babylon. He generously shares his financial wisdom with friends and acquaintances, imparting timeless principles of money management and wealth creation. What's truly remarkable about this book is its practicality. Its advice on managing money, living below your means, and starting small to build momentum remains relevant even in our modern world. The Richest Man in Babylon is a must-read for anyone looking to improve their financial situation and build wealth. Key takeaways from the book. Now, let's explore 10 key takeaways from the book. Pay yourself first. Live below your means. Invest in yourself. Start small and build momentum. Seek advice from those who are successful. Be patient and persistent. Don't take unnecessary risks. Own your own home. Protect your wealth. Give back to your community. These principles provide a roadmap for financial success, emphasizing the importance of saving, investing wisely, and giving back to your community. Strengths and weaknesses of the book. The Richest Man in Babylon excels in its simplicity and practicality. It presents concepts that are easy to grasp and apply to your own financial journey. However, one drawback is that the book's examples and language are somewhat dated. Nonetheless, the timeless principles it offers are as relevant today as they were in ancient Babylon. The book, The Richest Man in Babylon, by George S. Clason is structured into a series of parables set in ancient Babylon, each teaching a lesson on personal finance and wealth creation. The book is divided into the following chapters. The Man Who Desired Gold. This chapter introduces the main character of the book, Arched, who is the richest man in Babylon. He shares his story of how he became wealthy and the principles he followed to achieve financial success. The Richest Man in Babylon. This chapter goes into more detail about Arched's life and how he became the wealthiest man in Babylon. He shares his secrets to wealth creation and financial security. Seven Cures for a Lean Purse. This chapter outlines seven principles for managing money and building wealth. These principles include living below your means, investing wisely, and protecting your wealth. Meet the Goddess of Good Luck. This chapter tells the story of a man who squandered his wealth and how he turned his fortunes around by following the principles of wealth creation. The Five Laws of Gold. This chapter outlines five principles for accumulating wealth, including investing in profitable ventures, guarding your wealth, and seeking expert advice. The Gold Lender of Babylon. This chapter tells the story of a man who borrowed money and the importance of repaying debts promptly. The Walls of Babylon. This chapter teaches the importance of protecting your wealth and avoiding risky investments. The Camel Trader of Babylon. This chapter tells the story of a man who learned the importance of investing wisely and diversifying his portfolio. The Clay Tablets from Babylon. This chapter summarizes the lessons learned throughout the book and emphasizes the importance of taking action to achieve financial success. Summary of each chapter. Chapter 1, The Man Who Desired Gold. The chapter introduces the character of Arched, the richest man in Babylon, and how he became wealthy. He shares his seven principles of wealth creation and advises his friend Bansa to follow them to achieve financial success. Chapter 2, Meet the Goddess of Good Luck. Here, the chapter discusses the role of luck in wealth creation and how it can be attracted by being prepared and taking advantage of opportunities. Arched shares how he met the goddess of good luck and how she helped him in his journey to wealth. Chapter 3, The Five Laws of Gold. Here, the chapter explains the five laws of gold, which are: to save at least 10% of your income, to invest your savings wisely, to guard your investments, to seek advice from knowledgeable people, and to never invest in something you don't understand. Chapter 4, The Gold Lender of Babylon. Here, the chapter introduces the character of Mathun, a moneylender who becomes wealthy by lending gold at a high interest rate. Arched advises Bansa to learn from Mathun's success and become a gold lender himself. Chapter 5, The Walls of Babylon. Here, the chapter discusses the importance of protecting wealth and how the walls of Babylon serve as a metaphor for safeguarding investments. Arched advises Bansa to diversify his investments and not put all his eggs in one basket. Camel Trader of Babylon. Here, the chapter introduces the character of Dabasir, a camel trader who becomes wealthy by buying and selling camels. Arched advises Bansa to learn from Dabasir's success and invest in a profitable business. Chapter 7, The Seven Cures for a Lean Purse. Here, the chapter presents seven remedies for financial troubles, which are: start thy purse to fattening, control thy expenditures, make thy gold multiply, guard thy treasures from loss, make of thy dwelling a profitable investment, ensure a future income, and increase thy ability to earn. Chapter 8, The Luckiest Man in Babylon. Here, the chapter tells the story of Shahrunada, a chariot builder who becomes the luckiest man in Babylon by following the principles of wealth creation. Arched advises Bansa to emulate Shahrunada's success and apply the principles of wealth creation in his own life. Chapter 9, The Magic of Thinking Big. Here, the chapter emphasizes the importance of having a positive mindset and thinking big to achieve financial success. Things to note from each chapter. The key to wealth is to save at least 10% of your income. You must also make your money work for you through wise investments. Chapter 1, The Man Who Desired Gold. Desire and determination are essential for achieving wealth. Seek the advice of those who have already achieved what you desire. Chapter 2, The Richest Man in Babylon. Wealth comes to those who practice sound financial principles such as saving, budgeting, and investing. Seek the advice of experts and be cautious of those who promise quick and easy riches. Chapter 3, Seven Cures for a Lean Purse. Start thy purse to fattening by saving at least 10% of your income. Control thy expenditures and live within your means. Make thy gold multiply through wise investments. Guard thy treasures from loss. Make of thy dwelling a profitable investment. Ensure a future income. Increase thy ability to earn. Chapter 4, Meet the Goddess of Good Luck. Luck can play a role in achieving wealth, but it is not reliable. Be prepared for opportunities when they arise by having the necessary skills and resources. Chapter 5, The Five Laws of Gold. Gold comes easily and in increasing quantity to the person who saves at least 10% of their income. Gold labors diligently and multiplies for the wise investor. Gold slips away from the person who invests it in businesses they do not understand. Gold flees the person who trusts it to unwise advisors or who makes risky investments. Gold is a loyal servant to those who treat it with respect and follow sound financial principles. Chapter 6, The Gold Lender of Babylon. Lending money at interest can be a profitable business, but it requires careful consideration and risk management. It is important to establish clear terms and conditions for loans and to only lend to those who are creditworthy. Chapter 7, The Walls of Babylon. It is important to protect your wealth from loss through theft or other disasters. Invest in assets that are secure and protected, such as property and insurance. Chapter 8, The Camel Trader of Babylon. Successful business requires careful planning, risk management, and the ability to adapt to changing circumstances. It is important to seek the advice of experts and to learn from your mistakes. Chapter 9, The Clay Tablets from Babylon. Keep accurate records of your finances and investments. Principles that can be applied from the book. A part of all I earn is mine to keep. This is the first rule of wealth building in the book, and it is exemplified by the story of Arkad, the titular richest man in Babylon. Arkad started out as a poor scribe, but he was determined to learn the secrets of wealth building from the city's richest man. He eventually became wealthy himself by saving a portion of his income and investing it wisely. Make thy gold multiply. The second rule of wealth building is to invest wisely. In one story, a man named Dabasir borrows money from a moneylender to invest in a caravan of goods. He uses his knowledge of the market to buy low and sell high, and he is able to repay his loan with interest and make a profit for himself. Gold clingeth to the protection of the cautious owner who invests it under the advice of men wise in its handling. This rule emphasizes the importance of seeking advice from experts before making investment decisions. In one story, a man named Bansir invests all of his money in a friend's business without doing his due diligence. The business fails, and Bansir loses all of his money. He learns the hard way that it is important to seek advice from experts before making investment decisions. Guard thy treasures from loss. This rule emphasizes the importance of protecting one's wealth from unexpected losses. In one story, a man named Nomasir loses all of his wealth when his house burns down. He learns the importance of diversifying his investments and protecting his assets from unexpected events. Increase thy ability to earn. This rule emphasizes the importance of continually improving one's skills and knowledge in order to increase one's earning potential. In one story, a man named Sharu Nada invests in his own education by paying for a mentor to teach him the skills he needs to become a successful merchant. He is eventually able to start his own successful business and become wealthy. Lessons to learn from the book. In The Richest Man in Babylon, George S. Clayson shares timeless financial advice through parables set in ancient Babylon. The book emphasizes the importance of saving, investing, and living below one's means to achieve financial success. The following are the lessons to be learnt from the book. Pay yourself first by saving at least 10% of your income. Invest your savings wisely, diversifying your portfolio and seeking expert advice when necessary. Live below your means and avoid unnecessary expenses. Seek opportunities to increase your income through hard work and skill development. Be cautious of debt and pay it off as soon as possible. Be generous with your wealth, but do not let others take advantage of you. The Richest Man in Babylon offers a timeless roadmap to financial success, wrapped in engaging stories from ancient Babylon. Its enduring wisdom continues to guide individuals on their journey to financial independence and prosperity. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clayson. We hope you've gleaned valuable insights that will help you on your path to financial success. Remember, the principles shared in this book have the power to transform your financial future.